Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 17 through 19. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Our King heals body and soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Melpomene Dina is a 92-year-old woman. Over 75 years ago, during World War II, Melpomene and her family hid a family of Jewish people in their home in Greece to protect them from the German Nazi soldiers. Because Melpomene and her family bravely hid this Jewish family in their home, the family survived World War II and were kept safe from those who wanted to harm them. 75 years later, one of the surviving children of that Jewish family asked to be reunited with Melpomene. The first thing this person, now 86 years old herself, did was throw her arms around Melpomene in a hug and tell her, "Thank you," over and over again. How good it felt for that Jewish woman to find the person who had rescued her so many years earlier and thank her face to face. In our Bible verse for today, we also see someone returning to say thank you for saving their life. 10 men with leprosy had begged for Jesus to heal them. Leprosy was an awful disease that often led to a slow and painful death. When the lepers begged Jesus to have pity on them, Jesus did something interesting. Jesus told them to go to the priest and show themselves to him. While on the way there, they were suddenly healed of their disease. Jesus had healed them. Their lives were spared. Sadly, only one of the 10 men healed returned to thank Jesus for being healed. How good it must have felt that day for that cured man to thank Jesus face to face. In this story, we see the awesome power of Jesus to heal both our body and soul. Jesus loves us and cares for all our needs, both physical and spiritual. Whenever we are sick, we can pray to Jesus for healing with full confidence that He has the power to heal us. Even more importantly, when we recognize the sickness of our sinfulness and repent of the sins we commit each day, we can trust how Jesus healed us by removing the horrible disease of our sins. Cleansed and forgiven, let us return often to Jesus and thank Him for what He has done to make us well. Someday, in the glory of heaven, we will be able to thank Him face to face. We give thanks in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving us and having care and compassion on us. You have proven that You have the power to heal both our physical and spiritual sicknesses. Thank You for taking care of our worst sickness, sin, and earning us an eternal home in heaven where there will be no more sickness or sin to bother us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.